applause, please. I'm not here as an actor. I'm here as a barrister. My card, Crosby. Read it and give it back. I don't want to spoil the deck.
Hey, quite a law firm you have here. Mulholland, Crenshaw, Adams, Fairfax, Wilshire, and La Cienega. Where do you come in?
Between Melrose and Franklin on the streetcar.
Where's your office?
On the streetcar I came up here on. And if you think having a motorman for a secretary is any fun, you just try it sometime. Couldn't even get him to take off his gloves. Now, let's get down to business, Crosby. My client, Miss Wartcruncher, is suing you for $50,000.
Now, wait a minute.
All right, we'll settle for $40,000.
$40,000?
You haven't got it on you. I have the wrong Crosby, and I understand there is a wrong Crosby.
104% right. You must mean Brother Everett, but Groucho...
I don't mean Gummo.
Before I part with this kind of tin, don't you think it would be... All right, or would you consider me impertinent? Would you? This is quite a word here. Pertinent.
You want to shorten it down and try a different way?
I'm doing a small Durante on this word. Would I be impertinent if I asked you why?
Very well, but only one question to a defendant. That took care of my answer. Now answer this. Now answer this question. Did you or did you not drive recklessly down Hollywood Boulevard on your way to the studio this afternoon?
No, I drove very cautiously down Sunset.
42 paid witnesses can't be wrong. You came down Hollywood Boulevard, and when you turned onto Vine Street, you splashed mud all over my client.
Mud? Where would you get mud on Vine Street?
I get it from a fellow who's got a dirty mind. Never mind where I get my mud, and you were driving recklessly.
What was I driving?
It was either a Cadillac convertible or a Philco console. But that's not important.
You don't know my sponsor.
I don't know any sponsor, and if I did, I'd have a show of my own. Phil Harris has two shows. What have I got? An office on a streetcar and a bucket full of mud.
I don't want to get entangled in any litigation here, so produce your client. If she can identify me, I'll be glad to make reparations. But frankly, I don't think she has a leg to stand on.
Frankly, I don't know. I've never seen her in a short dress. Oh, Miss Crunchwaddle.
The name? The name is Wartcruncher, Mr. Giesler.
Did you tell her you were Jerry Giesler?
Get a much bigger fee that way. And if you keep your mouth shut and pay off, I'll split it with you, Crosby. Now, Miss Wartcruncher, what's your first name?
Lana.
Lana. Lana, what hollow mockery. Is Crosby here the man who splashed you?
Yes, that's the man. He was wearing a gray Homburg hat, a frock coat, an ascot tie, striped trousers, and spats.
Boy, have you got the wrong man.
Don't be too sure. Now, Lana, when this man passed you in his car, was he also wearing a diamond stick pin?
I'm not sure. About that time, if you remember, you hit me in the face with the mud.
This entire case is a fraud. If I were wearing a frock coat and spats on Vine Street, I'd have them on now, wouldn't I?
Not necessarily. I was wearing a nightgown last night, but I haven't got it on now.
It's a matter of opinion.
You threw your suit away so you couldn't be identified.
I did not.
Then why are you standing there in your underwear?
Not... Not my underwear. I bought it from Ma Perkins.
Must be mighty breezy right now around the old gal, huh?
Wait a minute. You can't even prove that this girl was standing on the corner.
Not only can I prove that she was standing there, but I'll prove that she was stamping her feet.
What is she stamping her feet for?
She was sending them to Sears Roebuck to get a new pair of shoes. How we fought over that joke, huh?
Wish I'd have won. If you'll dismiss the whole thing, I'll be glad to buy a new dress for this charming young lady.
Charming young lady? I'll lay you 8 to 5. She's none of the three.
What about my damages?
You've got enough damages. What you need is repairs.
All right, then. Shall we say $45, Groucho?
$45? That won't even keep me in saddle soap for my briefcase. Crosby, between you and Mother Nature, you've ruined this young girl's life. Huh? And this girl isn't Ingrid Bergman by a long shot. And speaking of long shots, Lanner, I'm afraid you'll never make the bridal pair.
Well, what about Lionel?
Lionel? Who's he?
The man she was betrothed to, she was going to marry this afternoon.
Ah, the plot thickens.
She was on her way downtown to get married. As a matter of fact, she was waiting for my office to come by.
For 20 years, I've been trying to trap Lionel.
Think of how this will sound in front of a jury, Crosby, if they're still awake. 20 years she waits to snag a man, and when she finally gets him cornered, you splash mud on her and he jilts her.
Oh, I'm a beast.
Speaking of beasts, let's get back to my client. 20 long years she waited for Lionel.
Well, where was he all that time?
He was in bed with a very bad haircut. He got mixed up in a clip joint. And now, because of you, this girl will have to spend the rest of her life sitting at home twiddling her thumbs. And there's nothing more disgusting than a pair of twiddle thumbs.
Hold on. I'd
like to see Skitch Henderson play the piano with twiddle thumbs. I'd like to see a Tabby play that way. Come to think of it, I'd like to see a Tabby. He owes me 20 smackers.
20 smackers. Well, now, that's a nice round figure, and that's just what I'm going to give you.
And that's just what I'm going to take.
No, you won't. You said we'd hook Crosby for plenty.
That's the trouble with you girls around Hollywood, framing celebrities. Splashing mud on your dress, hiring a cheap, shyster lawyer. Now go before I set the dogs on you. But before you go, I want to say one thing to you. You owe me 85 cents for the mud.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.